Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. It is such a beautiful Saturday in August.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, well, it is, right? Because we're going to get what? Liquid sunshine.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. I'm counting on a little liquid sunshine. Yes, I got a little sprinkled on the way.
Yeah, it's sprinkled on me.
Yeah, but I love it for the grass because why do we need that? We need our grass to be green so our houses are beautiful.
That's right.
Yes, for me, it's a real, very important thing for it to rain. And I love showing houses in the rain.
And you're showing one today.
I am. And I am excited about it because I always feel like if you like a home in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine.
And we're a trio today because our third of fourth team members is here. Susan Curry is with us. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So glad that you are with us here today. Oh, yeah. We got applause for Susan.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yes, hey, glad to have you.
We got show today. We got all sorts of things that we're going to talk about today. You know, as I was driving in today, it was such a good thing to hear about the tribute to Joe Pippen.
It was so good to hear his voice, wasn't it? You know what, Howard? We take all that stuff for granted.
Yeah.
I like that he's going to be here every week because he's been here for, what, 37 or 38 years?
Yes.
Longer than anybody else has done a radio show in the state of Florida.
And he passed away unexpectedly a couple of weeks ago on Thursday. And they still ran the show last week and the week before. And today was a nice, nice tribute to a wonderful, wonderful man that we knew personally. And his wife, Bev, just a wonderful, wonderful lady. And we will all miss him very, very much.
Very much.
Wonderful man, wonderful wife, great family. Anyway, so here we are. Hey, it's this weekend is the Jacksonville Home Show. And
it is.
It's free. So it's going to be Saturday and Sunday till about 6 o'clock today at the Convention Center. So if you're not doing anything and want to see what's going on in windows and doors and all sorts of things, head out to the Jacksonville Home Show at the Convention Center.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Hey, you know, one of the things that we talk about every week is what's special about today. So it's Celebrate Your Lakes Day.
Ooh.
One of the things that's neat here in Florida is we have these retention ponds.
Yes.
And, you know, you pay more to back up to those. So appreciate
them
today.
Which is really funny, isn't it?
Why?
Don't you think that means a real lake, Howard, not a retention pond?
Well, it's whatever you want it to be.
Oh, I love how you think.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't back up
that
to
liberty any way you
Susan,
want to.
Susan, do you back up to a retention pond?
I actually do have one on the side of my house.
And do you enjoy it?
Well, I have so many trees that I can't really see it.
But
it's there, and I know that there's a little creek running in front of my house, so like I don't really flood.
Okay.
So yeah, that's nice. Awesome.
Well, by the way,
one of my favorite houses, I was on a retention pond, and I absolutely loved it.
I did too. I had a retention pond, and then I had golf, and then another retention pond behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the reasons we do these things about to celebrate is that it brings people some memories also, or some things that they learned way back in school. And people tell us they like hearing about this. And this was an interesting one for me, this next one. It's Color Book Day. Now, that doesn't mean coloring book that kids have, but this commemorates a day back in the year 1457 when the first book was printed in color. It was the Book of Psalms that was printed and commissioned by Archbishop of Mainz, M-A-I-N-Z, which is a city.
That's in Germany, is it?
I don't know.
Didn't we go there?
Yeah, it was not only in a different, you know, I think you're right.
I think we did.
3 years ago, not only a different color, but it was also printed the first time in different fonts. And it wasn't printed on paper. It was printed on the skin of a mammal. They didn't say what kind of mammal it was.
Super interesting.
And it still exists. There are 10 copies that still exist to this day. So it's celebrated on this day because that's the first day that it was printed there. It's also National Bowling Day and National Creamsicle Day. Now, here's something interesting about that. It was invented by an 11-year-old in 1905, but a young man by the name of Frank Epperson. And it was first called not a creamsicle, but an Epsicle.
An Epsicle?
After his last name. It's also National Garage Sale Day.
Ooh,
and some people get some really good
That's
deals.
That's right. Some people make a whole living out of that, going and buying other people's junk and turning it into treasure and reselling it.
Yeah. Also National Model Aviation Day, National Navajo Code Talkers Day, which was a big thing in World War II.
Oh, code.
Yes.
I thought you said co, like C-O.
C-O-D-E.
Yes. Okay. I do know that. And I do remember that they were very, because no one understood the language, so they could communicate.
Yes. From one place to another by just yelling very loudly. And could talk to other members of the Allied Forces. How about that? It's also, and this is a good tribute to the Van Wees after us, it's National Financial Awareness Day, being prepared for the future and budgeting and saving and investing.
I love that.
So
there you go. Thank you. Indeed.
It's also National Tattoo Removal Day, which, as I understand it, is much more painful than getting a tattoo. So I would say think twice before you get one. What you like today,
yes,
you may not like
twice.
30 years from now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, National Wiffle Ball Day.
Okay.
And finally, it's Social Security Day.
Meaning?
Well, back in 1935, this was the day that the National Social Security Act was signed into law.
How about that?
How about that?
I hope that we get to benefit from that.
Well, I am getting the benefit from that because I have attained the age of being able to collect.
How about that?
Yes. You can collect.
Not me.
You can collect at an earlier age, but your collection is much more diminished.
Yeah.
But actually, a lot of people collect at a very early age if there's some need to collect. They're disabled,
True.
For example.
True.
You know, spec homes, I want to talk about spec homes for a second, because many builders used to build a lot of spec homes, and they don't do it very often because they don't have time. They're gone. But there's a spec home that was built that defied most spec homes. It was in California, $30 million.
You know, if I have $30 million, I don't want anyone else picking out the stuff. I want to pick it out myself.
It didn't sell right away. It started out at $38 million, reduced down to $34 million. Someone offered $30 million, and they took it. Had a spa, had a putting green, an outdoor basketball court, had a tiered theater, a 10-car garage, an infinity pool. It was three stories, had 8 en-suite bedrooms. It was 22,000 square feet.
Wow.
Built on the top of a hill. It had a maid's wing, a guest casita. Oh, my. 14 bathrooms, a game room, a dry sauna, a gym. Can you imagine?
No, as you're saying it, I'm thinking that is too big for one maid. You said it had a maid's wing, so there must have been more than one.
Yeah, we have a contest, by the way. We all know that many people are migrating from expensive locations in other states to less expensive states like here in Florida. In fact, for 2020, 7 of the top 15 metro areas in the country that people migrated from are located right here in Florida. All right? Which is the top Florida metro area did people come to? Which one was the top one in Florida?
Call in at 222-8255. And of course, it's area code 904.
Yeah, so give us a call. Which was the top metro area in Florida did people come to? How about that?
I love that.
We got
that.
7 out of the top 15.
Woo.
People are coming here. We'll be right back.
WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
There you go.
There I am.
There you go.
I'm wearing my bright yellow.
You're wearing your bright yellow.
When it is ugly and gloomy outside, I go the opposite way. I'm going to go bright. I'm going to be happy.
Well, you're always happy.
Color affects your mood. Music affects your mood.
Right.
These are secrets.
That's right.
I'm sharing my secrets.
You're sharing
how
your
I stay
secrets.
Happy all the time.
That's right. When I'm home in my office, I listen to music.
You do?
I ask Alexa to play some music for me.
And I hear you sing through the wall, which is a beautiful thing.
That's
great
right.
Singer.
Yesterday was Josh Groban Day for me.
All right. Let's talk some real estate, friends.
Well, I want to recap the contest.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
let's
people are moving to Florida, right? People moving to places that are more expensive to less expenses. They're moving to places less expensive. They're moving from places that have bad weather to better weather. And of the 15 top places, metro areas to move to in 2020 for the whole year, 7 of the top 15 were right here in good old Florida. So
the contest is
which metro area in Florida was the number one place to move to
in 2020.
In 2020. Well, the whole year's over. So, yeah, that's where I got the numbers from. Yes. So, not where they're coming from, but where did they move to?
Yes.
So, there are only so many metro areas.
True. True.
So,
true.
Jacksonville's a metro area. Miami's a metro area. Tampa's a metro area. There are a lot of metro areas here. So give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 877-222-8255.
And don't wait for other people to guess and eliminate some. You could be the first caller and be the winner.
Can they just Google this, Howard?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sometimes yours are able to be Googled, and sometimes they're not. You got to know this and then that to figure out this. So
yes, the Van Wees are tough on theirs. You got to figure things out. Yeah, I don't know that you can Google some of the Van Wees contests.
Have you tried?
But anyway, have I tried?
Yeah.
I've guessed. Yeah, I guessed once a few years ago on the Van Wees. Yeah. I got it right, and I said, you know, keep your gift card. Give it to somebody else. But anyway, so Angela, what happened this past week?
Well, Howard, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 797 offers got accepted. That number was actually down 2% from the previous week. 545 new homes came on the market, and that number was down 4% from the previous week. Things were down, but do you know why? I mean, I feel like I know why.
I know why.
243 of the 545, which is 45%. Well, they're already under contract. So 45% in the first week went under contract. That's a big deal. 79 of those went under contract on the very first day even. And 621 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say
congratulations. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. And so that number is actually down 16% from the previous week.
Well, all of these numbers are down, and they're supposed to be down. At least that is the trend that we have seen over the last 10 years. It's because the first half of the year, each of the numbers go up week after week after week, generally. And the second half of the year, which, of course, we are in now, numbers tend to go down until the end of the year, and then they start going up again. So that's pretty normal.
Oh, that is just one opinion.
What is your opinion?
Thank you for asking my opinion.
I'm going to ask Susan's too.
Because I always have an opinion. She can just rubber stamp me.
Okay.
Because I'm right.
Oh.
I'm always right.
Okay. All right. What is your opinion, Miss Angela?
At least that's how it rolls at my house.
Well, yes.
Okay. So here's my opinion. Last week was school for Duval County, right?
Yeah.
They started this week.
Yeah.
So parents were getting ready last week, so the numbers were somewhat down.
Okay.
This week, the parents in St. John's County were getting ready for school to start because they start on Monday.
Okay.
So when people are focused on their children, it is like the single most important thing to focus on is our children.
That's it.
And so they are very, very busy buying backpacks and school supplies and clothes, right?
That's what I was going to say, too.
See?
School. Yep.
Okay. But this is for closings. They, you know, already bought it a few months ago.
Yeah, but nobody wants to schedule something really important when they know they're going to be really busy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm outvoted 2-1.
You're way outvoted.
And when it's 2-1 with women.
Look, all the numbers were down.
I know.
How many went under contract?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to the contest, and we've got Carol on the line, was the first caller. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. I'm really good.
Yay!
We're so glad to hear that. And do you have a guess for the contest?
I do. I wouldn't call it a metropolitan area.
Okay.
But I had heard that the Villages were the number one in the whole country. Maybe you'd call that the Orlando metropolitan area or maybe Clearwater, Tampa, but the Villages was what I had heard.
Well, you gave like four different answers.
The Villages. Even though it's not metropolitan.
Well, the Villages did not make the top seven. But I know a lot of people are moving to the Villages.
Yes.
And, of course, the Villages is mainly for older adults.
Well, 55 plus community, yes.
Yeah.
And think of how many baby boomers there are on the planet, and they're all coming down to Florida to enjoy the sunshine.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I think it was...
They're young people, according to me.
Now, you don't sound that old, Carol.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know me. I used to be a realtor with you at the...
I know who you are.
At the office. Yeah.
That's right. The second I heard your voice, I was like, oh, it's Carol. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing really pretty well.
Good. I'm glad you're still listening to us. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Every Saturday, it just... you know, I hear the question and I don't have the phone with me to pick it up and call and say hello. I think the last time I called was on a Christmas day.
Well, I wish I could just reach through this microphone and give you a big old hug. Miss seeing you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Well,
appreciate
God bless you, Carol.
In.
Enjoy your retirement.
Thank you. I am.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. We're going to go to James. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you?
We're so good. Thank you for calling.
Hope how are you?
You're having a great day.
Be better a little bit. I'll get off work here soon.
Oh, well, good. Okay. You're listening to us while you're at work. I like that.
Yes, I always do. I listen every Saturday when I get a chance.
Thank you, James.
I've got a question.
Sure.
For you. I've heard you say recently, I know based on 2017 standards, that a house that be considered a bedroom has to be no pass-through on an exterior wall, everything else. I have a house built in 1989. It has a door going in from the main house and a door going to the in-law suite on the other side. It has an exit doorway and two windows. Is that considered a bedroom or not?
I'm having trouble visualizing that. So tell me that. Could you say it again, okay, but slower?
I've got one bedroom that you can walk in the door from the main house. It's got a door that opens and shuts.
Okay.
On the opposite wall is a door that goes into an in-law suite that has its own doorway in and out, plus the doorway into the main house. I bought the house as a four-bedroom house, considering that to be a bedroom.
Does
it considered a bedroom today's standards?
Does it have a closet?
Yes.
Does it have windows?
It's got a doorway to the exit, to the in-law suite. It does not have a window, but this is built in 1989 in Lee County.
So my guess is that somewhere along the way, somebody took out the window and put a door there for the egress to the outside. Yes?
Yes.
That's why. You know, okay, what? It would be up to the appraiser who's looking at it as to how they would count it, because it certainly was designed to be a bedroom to begin with, but with the alterations, they may say no.
So how, if
you're supposed to have a window and a closet and a door, but not necessarily the egress to the outside, right? So it would just be up to the appraiser. So it might be a four bedroom house or a three bedroom house.
And if you were going to sell it, what you would do, what I would do,
yes,
and it would be totally okay to do this, is to say, one of the bedrooms is non-conforming.
Yes.
And that way you are not lying.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's not conforming.
I looked up the codes for 1989, or I tried as best as I could and close, and at that time, there was really not a uniform code in Florida. And so
that's true.
That's why I was just wondering. And so because it was considered a bedroom at the time the house was built.
Yes, it was. So, but with the alteration of putting a door in the place of a window, it changes it. Because now it's a dark room.
I'm not really sure they put a door in place of a window. I think it was designed to be that way because the in-law suite is a complete, it's got its own little kitchenette, it's got its own bedroom and bathroom and everything else. And so the door goes into that in-law suite, which has an entry door and two windows.
Hmm.
I can
That's interesting.
In and out of the house.
Yes, well, yes.
That may be considered a two-family home.
To have a window. Yeah, that's why they want you to have a window. To be able, in case of fire, to get out.
Right,
in case
exactly.
You go to the main house.
Exactly.
So this one's got an entry into the main house and an entry into the in-law suite.
It almost feels more like a vestibule, sort of a storage or hallway space. But how big is it? Is it the size of a bedroom?
Yes. It's like a 12 by 12.
Yeah.
You know what I'd say? We're probably spending too much time worrying about it. And I'd say,
non-conforming. That's what I would do. Called a non-conforming bedroom.
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. So glad you called in today, James.
Yeah,
thank you.
Get a good agent to represent that for you and to describe it the right way, and I'm sure you'll get it sold for a good price. Just make sure it looks good and it's priced right.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, it does.
All right. You have a blessed day. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Do you have a guess for the contest?
Yes, I'm going to say Orlando.
It is not Orlando.
Good guess, though.
Yes, in fact, Orlando did not even make the top seven, surprisingly. That really surprised me.
I think people coming from other places are looking for more space instead of so congested like Orlando.
Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back with more of Real Estate Radio with Angela, Howard, and Susan.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Forecasters keeping a very close eye on two storms. Tropical Storm Grace has formed in the Atlantic, while Fred is a tropical depression headed into the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Situation in the western United States continues to worsen. Dozens of wildfires still burning in 12 states. U.S. Forest Service now says that firefighters and support elements are being stretched to the limit. In the meantime, several major wildfires still causing problems in Turkey and Greece. At least 8 deaths reported in those fires, and one firefighting aircraft has reportedly gone down in Turkey. And new census data shows declining populations in rural areas, as well as some of the Rust Belt cities in America. This is SRN News.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling
She now needs next day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon, the annual year-long event where you can save big by bundling Home and Auto with Progressive. So big that we're kicking things off with fireworks, a monster truck battle, a fighter jet flyover. And it wouldn't be a party without the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon dancers. You can't really hear them, but trust us, they are working it. So come for the fun and stay for the savings. Only at Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and host of the Best Stocks Now show. I've been a professional money manager for the last 22 years. I write a weekly newsletter called Best Stocks Now. If you'd like to get a free sample, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. Make sure to tune in to Best Stocks Now on this station.
Tune in to Best Stocks Now with Bill Gunderson every Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WBOB. And Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. on our sister station, Talk 100.3.
Nolan Ryan has just pitched his 7th career no-hitter.
Hi, I'm Nolan Ryan. This is my wife, Ruth. We drink Le Bleu bottled water every day. Le Bleu is the purest, best-tasting water we have found anywhere in the market.
Our bodies love Le Bleu, and yours will, too.
If you want to hydrate like a Hall of Famer, ask for Le Bleu Ultra Pure Bottled Water by name at your favorite retailer. Or go to LeBleu.com to have it delivered to your home, your office, or your church. That's LeBleu, LeBleu.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
For your Saturday, mostly cloudy with showers, maybe some thunderstorms. Expect a high 89. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of more storms, low 75. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 85. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low 74. And Monday, more clouds and more storms, high 87.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
I want
to
know.
Don't be gloomy from the weather. Drink some coffee. Have a good day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, you should figure out one that rhymes. I like that song.
You do? Okay.
What do you take in the morning? I'm going to have to go through your medicine cabinet and see.
I take you, dear.
You mean I did this to you?
Yes, dear.
You can blame me
for
this? What
a great life I have being married to you.
What was that our producer said today?
I didn't say a thing. Oh, yes. Must have just happened.
Yes.
He doesn't believe me.
AJ is here stepping in for our regular producer. Thank you for being here, AJ.
Well, your regular producer is a lot prettier. So.
Hey, wait. But beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I don't know.
Oh, there. Hey, hey. There you go.
Plus, this is the radio.
Well, you have a better beard and mustache than she has.
Okay.
A better what?
Beard and mustache.
Oh, beard and mustache. Yes, yeah. She doesn't have that.
Right, she does not.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
and these days, I color it gray.
You color it gray.
Looks good on you.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
So we still need an answer to the contest, which is we know that a lot of people are moving to warmer climates and moving south here to Florida. Florida has 7 of the top 15 places to move to, so we want to know, here in Florida, what is the number one metropolitan area to move to? And I'll give you a hint. By the way, Jacksonville is one of the top 7, but it is not the number one. And we've already eliminated the Villages, and we've already eliminated Orlando.
Okay.
So, call us. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call. 222-TALK, which is 8255, 222-TALK. And, of course, that is area code 904 for Duval.
All right.
Let me tell you about interest rates.
Tell me.
You know what's happening to interest rates?
I do.
They went up.
Well, but they've been going down for like 6 weeks.
6 weeks they've been going down, but now they're going up.
Just a tad.
Oh, come on. The 30-year rate rose a tenth of a point to 2.87%, and during this same time last year, the rates were at 2.96%. The 15-year rate rose 0.05% from its all-time low at 2.15%, and this time last year, the rate was 2.46%. Now, the FHA and the 30-year rate are around 2.69%. And as always, we will wait to hear and see what the Van Wees have to say when they get in here about the prime and the Fed. And if anything new is happening, they will update you.
You know what's so interesting about interest rates is that this time last year, they said rates were going to go up by the end of the year, meaning the end of last year.
Didn't happen.
And then at the end of last year, they said rates were going to go up a point to a point and a half. This year, oh my God, things have changed. All right.
We have a caller.
We got Tom on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Oh,
well, we're fantastic. How are you, Tom?
Well, I'm doing great. We've just finished off our first week of school here in Duval County, and I'm recuperating. I teach, so.
You're teaching? Well, thank you for doing that.
Yes, thank you for
I
what you do.
I love teachers. It's so important.
Well, thank you. I should be retired, but I don't want to retire. It's too much fun working with the kids.
Oh,
what
right.
What do you teach?
What do you teach?
I teach elementary, second grade.
All right.
Oh, nice.
You know what? Those little elementary kids, they're so cute, aren't
they? They are. They're awesome. They are awesome.
Yeah, when they're 7.
Absolutely. Sweet class this year. 20 kids, and they are the sweetest thing.
Oh, so. I love that. They're always still so inquisitive and still so naive about so many things. It's a great age.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, the trivia question. Now, I know I have a lot of friends who have moved into the area.
Okay.
St. John's County is growing and growing and growing. How about Nocatee?
It is not. Nocatee did not make the top
15.
The top 15.
How about
really?
That?
Really?
Yes.
Everybody seems
the
to
top
be going
7, I mean. So there are a lot of people moving to Nocatee.
I feel like this is one of the lesser populated metropolitan areas.
Well, it still
I'm
has to be
I'm just giving that hint there. I am.
Well, I don't.
And I don't know. I feel like St. John's is getting a lot of people. Yes, they are.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I've been in Duval County virtually my entire life, so I'm going to stay here. That's where I am.
Good. Me too. Are you born and raised here, Tom?
Born and raised. St. Vincent's Hospital, actually, over in Riverside.
Okay. So. Well, I was born and raised here, too. And I think, where was I born? At Baptist, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I spent a lot of time at Baptist as a kid because I was all boy and I was constantly getting hurt. So my parents probably paid for a wing of Baptist Hospital.
I love that. I love that. That's awesome.
But I will be listening and see if somebody comes up with the right answer.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in, Tom. We sure appreciate
you. My pleasure. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. We've got another caller. We've got Deano.
Dino,
how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Do you have a guess for us, or you have a real estate question, or both?
I have a guess for you.
Okay.
I believe the Bradenton, Sarasota Bradenton area.
It is not Sarasota Bradenton area. Actually,
that's a good guess, though.
Yes, actually, the Sarasota Bradenton area was number 7. It was last on the list
of the 7
of
in
the
Florida.
7.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But that was a good guess. Now, do you have a real estate question while you're on?
Not today.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you listening. We hope you listen again and call in again. And have a great day. Try to stay dry.
You too.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate that. All right. Hey, we have a little contractor tip of the week. You know, as the price of wood continues to fluctuate, including that it is trending downward from the high, contractors are often quoting jobs that involve wood, such as decks and docks, and separately giving a breakout of labor plus the cost of materials. As such, you may not know what the total cost of projects are going to be because other things are going up in price as well. So expect that on costs of projects now, that it's going to be a separate price for labor, a separate price for materials, but that the price of the materials may fluctuate before the project is over. And they may add on to the price because the price that they pay, because they're going to warrant their work. And if they warrant their work and the materials, they have to add on something. Because if the material breaks,
I understand,
and they go have to fix it, well, they have to add something onto that.
You know what I would do, right? Can I see your receipt, please?
Well, they'll show the receipt.
I would ask.
Yes.
We got callers.
I know. I have a handyman, and he gives me the receipts, and I pay for that. But now we are going to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey, Jim.
Hey there.
Do you have a guess for us or a real estate question?
A guess.
A guess. Okay. Of course. This is Bosco.
Oh, we got two people
Did
on.
Did both of them come on, AJ? I think they're sharing the line.
By accident.
Okay. By accident. Yeah. Okay.
So
can I grab one of them?
Hang on.
Okay.
Be patient us.
Well, wait a second here. We're waiting for our producer to
figure it out.
To put one of them on the line instead of both of them on the line. Okay.
All right, Jim.
I think we have Jim on the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start over. All right, Jim, what's your guess?
My guess is Miami-Fort Lauderdale area.
It is not Miami-Fort Lauderdale. That did not make the top 7.
That is an excellent guess, though, Jim.
Yeah.
But I think there's just too many people there, and people don't want to go where it's already crowded.
And it's very expensive there.
We're running out of areas to guess.
We are. You're right about that.
Metro areas.
That's right. Metro areas to guess. You are right about that, Jim.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling in. Did you have a real estate question while you were on, or just wanted to guess?
No, ma'am. I just wanted to guess.
Well, right. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
Yes. All right. Now we've got Bosco on the line. Good morning, Bosco.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Out of pedaling around, waiting for the rain to come down.
Yes.
And there's a bit of a rhyme to that.
I wanted to take a stab,
and I wanted to say Naples area, although that's probably saturated. Naples, anyway.
Naples.
It is not Naples.
Not Naples. Was that one of the 7, Howard?
It was not one of the 7.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, yeah. Bosco, I thought that was a good guess.
But you're on the right track in that it's not necessarily a giant town.
Ah, everybody listening.
So
there's your hint.
It's a metropolitan area, but it's not one with a big city name in it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
So we've rolled out a lot so far, right, Howard?
Yeah. So if you're thinking Tampa, St. Pete, that's big name city, it's not that.
Right.
Okay.
And the guest Orlando, it's not that.
And it's not that.
And the Villages, it wasn't that.
It wasn't that.
And the St. John's, it wasn't that.
Yeah. So give us a call after the break, and we will be right back. Stay with us, everyone. We've got more to tell you.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. This is our last segment, and we have a caller. Let's start with the caller, please.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
I know this, Bill.
How are you all doing?
Well, excellent now that you've called. Are you so excited? We are on the final countdown for you.
Bill is moving into his home soon.
True. We're on the counting by days versus weeks and months. So that's outstanding.
Yes.
After such a long wait.
I mean, we're down to what, like 14 days and you're going to be in your new home.
Correct.
Woo! Woo! That's exciting.
I know. We can't wait. We're anxious and looking forward to the walkthrough next week and the closing the following week. And the movers are already scheduled. So hopefully all goes well. And we feel that it will with all the communications that we've had.
Good.
Absolutely. And your home is beautiful. And I am personally excited because I know I'm getting an invite
to the clubhouse at Beach Walk.
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm so excited.
We're looking forward to that, too.
Yes,
and
it's going to be
fun. And you've got an invite, too, Howard.
Well, thank you.
You're inviting Howard? I don't know. I don't
exactly.
know if I'm coming.
because if you and Eileen were together with just me, I'd be so outnumbered I wouldn't have to be able to say a word. I need Howard's support.
Yes, you do. Yeah, yes, you
at
do.
At least you and I could have a separate conversation, Bill.
Exactly. Even if it's at another table, Howard.
That's right.
Oh, man.
So do you have a guess, Bill, for the contest?
Yes, I do. I'm going to say Fort Myers.
Fort Myers was number six.
Okay.
Good guess.
But so, it was a good guess,
yeah,
Bill.
You got on the list.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Well, you take care. Hey, all we right, have we'll some new – thanks for calling, and say hi to your beautiful wife for us.
Yes.
I definitely will. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. We have some good news for renters who want to buy a house. Susan's going to tell us about that.
Yeah. Did you know that if you have been a good renter paying your rent on time, it hasn't helped you? Nobody knew about it. But now the good news is if you've been paying on time, this is now going to help your credit score.
And help you qualify
and
for a mortgage.
Help you qualify for a mortgage.
How about that?
It was just announced this week that on-time rentals will now factor into the Fannie Mae underwriting calculations, and missed rental payments won't keep borrowers from getting a mortgage. This takes effect immediately through a change in the digital mortgage underwriting system.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
Because you could have paid on time for years and it never showed up.
That's right.
On a credit report. And it might not show up on a credit report, but you can prove that you've been paying on time. You can bring information now from
landlord.
Your landlord.
Yep.
And that will go into the underwriting system and prove and help you get a mortgage.
It's going to increase your credit score. It's awesome.
Right.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And it's probably that this change will also follow with other government-backed loans, like including Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, and USDA. It's expected to help in the lower-income and minorities communities to easily qualify for home ownership. So that's awesome.
That is,
you know,
really,
what?
Really
I am
good.
Thrilled about this because this is a big deal, especially right now with prices going up just exponentially in every category, right? We are seeing a lot of people being squeezed out of the housing market. So this is going to help people who maybe were on the borderline before with their credit score. They just needed, you know, a lot of people, if they've been renting all this time, they don't really have credit unless they've got established something with a credit card or buying a car or something like that. This is really going to be a game changer, and this should help a lot of people get in to the entry-level market spot for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It is. Yay!
All right.
Good job.
Now, I heard you want to ask me a question.
I want to ask you a question? Well, I guess the question I would ask you, if we were going to buy another home, how wide of a lot would you want?
Well, I know some builders have 50-foot wide lots. They 60, 70, and the price gets higher. But I'd want a minimum of like a 70 or 80 foot lot minimum.
Well, wait till you hear this story, Howard.
Okay.
In Boston, an almost impossibly 10 foot wide house.
Huh?
Yeah. 10 foot wide house sits on a 10 foot wide lot.
Get out of town.
Yes. But it offers a piece of Boston history. This house is 1,165 square feet. And it is obviously so narrow, totally not normal. It's a century-old house that's crammed between two red brick buildings. It hit the market this week for $1.2 million.
What?
10 feet wide, got $1.2 million. And it also has an array of buyers. The key to understanding...
Oh, my God. For the, it's 10 feet wide.
10 feet wide.
How do you get up to the
I have no idea. The key to understanding the interest in this bizarre skinny house property is to read up on its bitter origin story. In the late 19th century, so the story goes, two brothers found themselves in a feud over their father's inheritance. One brother was a Civil War veteran who came home from the conflict to find that the other had built a larger house on their shared land. For the brotherhood had risked his life in war, the sight was simply too much to bear. And in an apparent effort to obstruct his brother's view of the harbor, he erected the skinny house between the two other nearby properties.
So the brother who built the house had a view of the harbor.
Yep.
And the brother
who was... A 10-foot wide view.
So the other brother built a house to block the view.
Blocked it. Completely.
And he'd have his own view now.
He has his own view now. Yes. So now that view will belong to the next owner, despite the tiny size of each of its four floors.
10 foot wide, so the staircase takes up 3 of the feet of the rooms on each of the floors.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
$1.2 million.
Yes. I'm thinking they should just put an elevator in and call it a day. Then, and that maybe will give them some more space, right?
Well, it also takes up space.
Because there won't be a stairwell. Well, but no.
Tiny houses are popular right now.
Super popular. Yeah. And this obviously has a view of the harbor.
And it's not really that tiny if it's four floors high.
Well,
it's not as
it's
tiny 1100 as a tiny house.
Well, that's true.
How many bedrooms?
This has 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, a full laundry, and a full-size kitchen. And it also features a surprising amount of outdoor space, because it has a rooftop patio and a private garden.
You know, now, here's what I think.
Hey, listen.
What?
People get... Oh, but go ahead.
You know, you've heard of the saying, cutting off your nose to spite your face?
Yes.
Well, the brother who built it, I think he cut off his house to spite his brother.
Well, you know what? I have to tell you, this happens a lot when people inherit things and siblings quarreling and whatnot. I mean, it's happening.
Oh, my. You know, we only got a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to tell people what the answer is to the contest.
Okay.
And the Van Wees came in. I wonder if they heard the contest on their way driving in. But anyway, of the 7 metropolitan areas
in Florida,
of the 15 in the whole country,
right?
Which were the most, this was for inbound migration, which was the number one area?
In Florida.
In Florida. The number one was the Lakeland Winter Haven area.
Can you believe
How
that?
How about that? Right between Orlando and Tampa.
Number two was
growing.
Tampa, St. Pete. Number three was Port St. Lucie. Number four was where we are sitting, the Jacksonville metropolitan area. Number five was the Deltona, Dayton Beach, Ormond Beach area. Number six was Cape Coral. And number seven was Sarasota, Bradenton area.
How about that?
Yeah.
You always find some obscure piece of information. But I have to tell you, I do want to give a shout out to everyone who called in and thank them for calling in and participating with us and listening to our show today on this, what looks like gloomy weather. But everybody who knows me knows I think it's a happy, 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 happy Saturday.
It is. And now that the Van Wees are here, I also want to remind them, if they didn't hear it this morning, that today is Financial Awareness Day.
Yes.
And it's being prepared for the future, for budgeting, for saving, and for investing. So thank you, Van Wees. And by the way, was it an up week, a down week, a side by side? It was an up week yet again.
Yes.
So good. We're going to hear always from them about what happened this past week. Always enjoy listening to them.
Yeah.
They have a big listenership. And
They do.
And
includes us.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to tell everyone about the house that we have? We don't have time to do that.
I don't have time to do that.
So all I want to say is, you know, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We do this radio show to give back to the community. We want to thank you for listening, for your support, and we can help you in any way. If we can help you, call Angela after the show, 465-3845. Call me at 687-8161 or call Susan at
553-1578.
All right. Listen to the Van Wees. You do need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction. Angela and I are here to help. Have a blessed day. Have a safe and healthy week. Stay tuned for the Van Wees, of course. And we, of course, will be back with you next week.
Yes, we will.
As always.
As always. Every week.
Live.
Live, not Memorex.
Have a great week. Bye, everybody.